I'm at the state border between Apsley in Western Victoria and Hynum in southeast South Australia. There's a big Welcome to Victoria sign that's been vandalised. Someone has also taken a spray can to the Welcome to South Australia sign on the opposite side of the road. The sheep grazing on either side of the fences certainly aren't aware there's anything different between one green paddock and the next, but new rules mean sheep can't pass from one side of the fence to the other unless they test negative for sheep-wasting disease ovinones. South Australian OJD Committee Chair Peter Ulchwager says the rules had to change.
The new rules in South Australia require that you demonstrate if you want to bring sheep in from interstate, that you can demonstrate that the flock that they're coming from is free of disease. Under the old scheme, if they were vaccinated, that was with approved vaccinates, that was sufficient to get them into South Australia. But the industry since learned, since the old plan was devised, that vaccination alone won't stop the spread of the disease. It will stop deaths, but it won't stop the spread of the disease. And the South Australian industry is very keen to stop the spread of disease in this state.
So if a Victorian wants to sell into South Australia, what's the quickest possible way they can qualify?
Well, they could submit 500 sheep to an abattoir surveillance test, but of course then you have to... Not many people have 500 sheep available for sale this time of the year, but you could do a PCR test, which is the results for that are available in 10 days. If you do a PCR test, you'll be able to trade and it's clean. You're proven not to have OJD in your flock, you'll be able to trade into South Australia the next day.
And that's a test. You send it off to the laboratory, you pay a one-off fee. Within a few weeks, you get the results.
Within 10 days, you'll have the results. And the testing would normally be done by a vet, and that'd be sent to the laboratory.
The South Australian sheep industry is holding roadshows explaining to farmers on its side of the border what the new rules are. Semi-retired vet Jack Redden has a long history of being involved in OJD management in South Australia. He says in SA, there are 50 flocks quarantined for OJD.
The prevalence in South Australia across the whole state is probably around about 0.5%. Across the whole of Victoria, I don't really know, but I understand it's around 20 plus percent.
How do you understand that?
Information that's been given to me by people from the primary industries of South Australia.
SA sheep producers are happy with the new trading rules. They say their low prevalence rating is worth protecting.
Yeah, Joe Sanford, Keith. I think South Australia's by far further ahead than any other state with this idea. I think they want to be proactive and keep it that way, but it's just a shame that it's not state by state, a national scheme. Hopefully one day it may be.
John Southgate, and we've got a property, my wife and I, by Hynum. I think it's something we've got to do. And we've got to keep OJD away from us as much as possible. So I think it's good for everyone's benefit.
But on the Victorian side of the border, farmers are frustrated by the changes. Tom Porter farms at Apsley within a few kilometres of the border.
Here we are sitting there, near, of course, my regional centre. It's where we do most of my shopping. We come over here, there's just a supposed line in the sand, and sheep can't go from one side to the other. I've been leasing country in South Australia. We've had sheep going backwards and forwards constantly for the last 8 years, so I don't think there's much of an issue. We're right on the border. It might be a certain case if you're 200 kilometres further east, but right on the border, no.